What's up? It's time for this week's Ravens Mailbag. We're just under a month away from the NFL draft. It's hard to believe, but this week's mailbag is draft heavy with questions. So this first one is something that Ryan and I have been debating on our own for a number of days here. This comes from Kyle. He wants to know if tight end Eric Ebron from North Carolina is available at pick number 17. Is that who Ozzie's taking, even though there could be needs at safety and right tackle, which might be a little bit more pressing for this season?
Right. Well, I think the Ravens would take Ebron if he's there at number 17. He's just too good of a talent to pass up at that point. Really, there's three reasons why I could see this happening. Number one, Owen Daniels is on a one-year deal, so Ebron would still have a long-term future and position in Baltimore. Number two, Gary Kubiak can use three tight ends. Kind of the more the merrier in terms of tight ends with Gary. He's used three tight ends in his offenses before in Houston. And number three, Ozzie Newsome's done this before. He's the best player available kind of guy. He drafted Todd Heap in the first round in 2001 when the Ravens already had Shannon Sharpe on board.
Well, I disagree with you a little bit. A month ago, I was all on board with that attitude. But now I think that if Ebron's there, it's not a foregone conclusion that that's who the Ravens are going to draft. I think that they may look to the other positions. I'd look to the offensive line. That would be my prediction. If a guy like Taylor Lewan from Michigan or maybe Zach Martin from Notre Dame is there at number 17, I think the Ravens may go that direction and shore up one of those spots, either left guard or right tackle, which would fill an immediate need for this season.
I mean, I agree with you. With Taylor Lewan's tumbling down the draft board, he's considered a top 10 pick. If he's there at number 17 and you have both he and Ebron is rated highly, you probably lean a little bit towards more of a position of need. Our next question comes from @SuperNelson. He asks, is it a possibility for the Ravens to draft a quarterback like LSU's Zach Mettenberger in the later rounds? Well, you know I love this. I'm a big fan of Cam Cameron. That would keep the Cam connection alive. I like it. Really, I could see the Ravens taking a guy like Mettenberger. You know, he's a former first-round draft prospect, really, who tore his ACL. Now, that's why he's tumbling down into the middle, later rounds of the draft. But he's got talent. He was coached by Cam at LSU this year, so he's in a pro-style offense, familiar with the Ravens' style of coaching. So I could see them going for somebody like him or somebody else like him. You're asking if there's somebody like Mettenberger. One of those guys would be Aaron Murray of Georgia, also tore his ACL. There could be A.J. McCarron of Alabama.
You love those SEC quarterbacks.
I love them. Hey, it's the best college football program. You know, it's the best conference. So really, there's going to be some options in this draft, I think, in the middle to later rounds where the Ravens are going to look at, because obviously they're not looking for somebody in the first three rounds.
All right, the next question, this one also deals with the draft. Would we draft Calvin Pryor, the safety from Louisville, and pair him with Matt Elam? Well, I said that my opinion has changed a little bit on Ebron. My opinion on this question has changed as well. I think that earlier I wouldn't think the Ravens would spend one of their first-round pick on a safety. Now, that's a position where you could look to add somebody. I think that right now you want to add a playmaker at that number 17 spot. And Calvin Pryor, a lot of people think he's the best safety in the draft. So more than being concerned about having two young guys on the back end of the defense, you want two playmakers. Elam showed a little bit of that potential last year. You move him maybe into strong safety this year. Calvin Pryor put him in that free safety role. You get two really good players. And if they end up panning out the way people expect, then they could be the anchors of that defense, especially on the back end of the secondary for many years to come.
Well, another guy to consider at safety is Clinton Dix.
Exactly,
Alabama. Yeah. I'm laughing it up. Next question comes from Tyler at @SportsFanTyler. He asks, what kind of role will linebacker Arthur Brown play this season? Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a much bigger one. I can say that much. John Harbaugh said that he expects Arthur Brown to win the starting will linebacker job. That would be right next to Darryl Smith. Really, last year, Arthur was in a nickel situation. He was still learning the defense, and there's a lot to learn for an inside linebacker who's a rookie. So he was learning kind of how to blitz, how to play coverage, a lot of that kind of stuff. This year, he's going to have to take on those big boys at running back. He's going to be much more involved, play a lot more snaps, and he's got to win the job, though. He's got a big opportunity ahead of him.
Dark horse here is if Rolando McClain ends up coming back. He's talking about coming out of retirement. That would mix things up a little bit at that position.
That definitely is a question mark, yeah.
All right, the final question today deals with a local kid. How interested are the Ravens in running back Terrence West from Towson? Well, I think the Ravens are definitely interested. I think the Ravens are going to draft a running back at some point in the seven rounds of this draft. That could be Terrence West. He had his pro day earlier this week. There was 22 NFL teams who were there. I know you were there as well, scouting him out, getting your prognosis on him.
Right.
And so it's not just the Ravens who are interested in him. I know he's a small school prospect, but lots of teams have their eye on this guy. And like I said, I think the Ravens are going to draft a running back, and there's certainly potential it could be the Ravens at somewhere in those middle rounds, maybe third, fourth, fifth round for Terrence West. So that's all the questions this week, Ravens fans, but we love them. Keep them coming each and every week. Use the hashtag Ravens Mailbag to get a hold of us. That's it for us, but thanks for watching.